Most of the world, if not all of the world, has been captivated in this past week with the story of the 12 young football soccer players and their coach who were trapped in the cave in northern Thailand for 2 weeks. We witnessed as three international rescuers and five Thai Navy SEALs rescued those individuals from the cave. We listened and read and sometimes watched as each of the boys and the coach had two individuals, two rescuers, who took them through the mucky water, the twisting, turning of the caves, and through deep water. The amazing thing is that none of these boys knew how to swim. They had never maybe been underwater, had never used a mask. And yet, what was it about them that made them trust that they knew that they would be safe? Trust in those individuals, trust that they would be able to make it through to safety. And then those who rescued them going two by two, their own trust in their skills, their own trust in their talents, their own abilities to make something maybe they had never done before happen, and bringing all 12 of those boys and that coach to safety to someday hopefully be reunited with their family. There is an editorial, a letter to the editor, that was written in the Minneapolis paper a few days after. And I'd like to quote part of that letter to the editor regarding this story. There was a consensus. Everyone wanted these boys to get home safe to their families and out of harm's way. A common goal done through an international community coming together in a time of crisis to reach a common goal. What a profound statement, what a profound story that is in so contrast to so much of what we see and hear in our world today. Jesus said in the gospel, he sent them out two by two. He sent them out and said, take very little and go with very little. But they went with this. They went with a sense of trust that they had what was necessary. They trusted that they were being asked to do this, and they believed in the one who sent them, and they believed in themselves that they had what was necessary to do what they were being asked to do. You and I go through life two by two, and we do it in this way. We have maybe that one significant, deep friend in our life who we are connected to and trust. We have our husband or our wife whom we are connected to and deeply trust. It could be a brother or a sister, a significant other, a partner. The person in whom we are connected two by two, who know and believe that that individual will take us through the murky waters of life, that will take us through the curves and the dangers in life and encourage us to keep going. The individual who we believe and trust is with us in the sufferings of our life. The individual who we know celebrates our achievements and our accomplishments and our victories in our life. The person who is there where we share their joy and they share ours. Each and every one of us has those people in our life. And each and every one of us is one of those people in someone's life. And the words from the second reading speak to that. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavens. Those people are a spiritual blessing, and you and I are a spiritual blessing to those people that we journey two by two through life. There was a common good that an international community came together, who came together for the common good, for the safety of those young boys in that coach. It was a trust that was exhibited. That's what you and I are called to do, to look at the common good that you and I can bring about in our relationships with each other, to go like those first disciples did, and we go to expel the demons. And the demons are intolerance and selfishness that exist. And we go forward not to shake dust from our feet, but to shake the language of hatred and insults that still prevail. To not be those kinds of people that God has called to be the followers of Christ. And then most importantly, there is that other who walks with us two by two. And that is the God of our life. The God who promises us, I'm with you always. You're not alone. The God who says, you will go through this. You can do this. You are able to do this. To trust in that God who is one of those two by twos that go with us. And so for our prayer this week, take a moment to think, who is that one or maybe a few who are my two by two that journey with me? Thank God for that person or persons, and maybe let him know how much you appreciate them. And then second of all, in our personal life, is there somewhere where I need to ask God to help me to trust in God's presence? To know that God is with me in what I'm dealing with at this time in my life. Let's be with that as we go into the week of prayer.